Baby, we need to talk. I think it's pretty serious. We need to stop letting our daughter watch Encanto. Yes. I have heard we don't want to talk about Bruno so many times at this point. I think I'm gonna go crazy if I hear it again. I know. Yeah, no. I mean, at least with Frozen and, yeah, even with Coco, there was other songs she was singing. It's just one song now. Yeah, it's like Baby Shark almost. I think I'd rather take Baby Shark though. 'Cause it does leave my head eventually. But last night when I was trying to go to sleep, I was closing my eyes and all I heard was, "We don't talk about Bruno, no." And I was like, "Oh no." 'Cause I haven't even watched it with her recently. I think the last time we watched it together was like 4 days ago. Yeah, it's just from her singing it. It's just from her singing it. She sings it at bath time. She sings it in the morning. She sings it at night. Oh, that was not my solution. We can't not let her watch Encanto because she will literally have a meltdown. Oh, I tried to put on Finding Nemo the other day, and she, yes, yeah, the same day I watched it with her, I tried to put on Finding Nemo, and she just had a meltdown. Oh, she went ballistic. She's like, "This is not Encanto." Yeah, it's the terrible twos. I know. It's when they become little people with like wants and desires and needs, and they start like making it known what those wants and desires and needs are, and her wants and desires and needs are all Encanto. Yeah, and I mean, I guess goldfish too. Goldfish and Encanto, those are the things that drive her. I've been trying. I tried Wall-E, didn't stick. Yeah, I mean, maybe those are all too high concept. I did not want to try Cars. I wanted it to be something better. Okay, the first Cars is fine. I was just thinking like, I know it has to be something musical, because that's what she wants. She wants music. She wants something she can sing to. No. I think she might be a little bit too young for Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean, in my personal opinion. Or like Little Shop of Horror. I think that's the wrong kind of musical. That's gonna give her nightmares. You're right. We should try that. I don't know why we haven't. Hercules wouldn't be bad. We should show her Hercules. That's good music. Yeah, and like, or like, yeah, I guess she. It's so strange that she isn't into like, she wants all the animation to be like bubbly and 3D. Like, she doesn't like 2D animation. Yeah. I guess it doesn't hold the same nostalgia for her that it does for us, though. But the music is really good. I think Hercules might be a little bit too scary for her, though. Yeah, I think so. Some of the stuff that happens in it might be a little bit too much. That's why I thought Finding Nemo was good. It's fish, it's bubbly, it's 3D, and like, just no songs. Yeah. I mean, yeah, Just Keep Swimming, but that's not like a, it's not a bop. Like, it's not gonna, that's not gonna be on repeat in her head. It might be worse if Just Keep Swimming was the repeat in her head. I don't know. Yeah, we could. We can try to bring back a classic in rotation. We should probably show her Frozen again, see if she like takes to it again. She will. She loves it. Yeah. I mean, maybe if there's Frozen 3, that might be what saves us. We should write a letter to Disney. Please come up with Frozen 3 so my daughter will sing something else. Yeah, that's. Yeah, I bet Disney gets a million of those letters all the time. Just desperate parents begging and pleading for new content so they just don't go crazy. Mean, I say it just drives us crazy, but I mean, if she sang the song again for the next 10 years, I would. it would bug us, obviously, but I don't know. She is really cute and happy when she's singing it, so there's that. Yeah, I think I'm just trying to justify it to myself at this point, because I know it's not going to change. Unless we just don't show her the movie anymore, but that's not going to happen, so. She'll grow out of it. I mean, she will and she won't grow out of this, like, screaming tantrum phase. Yeah, I mean, it'll go away for a little bit and then might come back when she's a teenager. We'll see. Yeah, we will definitely see. I know. Are you kidding me? You're doing such a great job. Baby. Hey, look at me. What do you mean? Baby, you're a really good mom. You're doing a really good job with her. Yeah, but kids will frustrate you. They will drive you absolutely crazy. The things they do, the things they say. You know, one minute they're here, the next minute you turn around, they're trying to put their finger in an electrical outlet. Like, yeah, kids are the unknown. Which is why it's scary. I know that's why you're anxious, because you're just like, ah, she's getting more and more autonomous every day. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's what we want. We want her to be more and more autonomous every day. We want her to one day not need us. I know, baby. I know. That day's not coming for a really long time. It's not coming for a really long time, but it's what we're working towards. It is. It's a happy, healthy human that doesn't need us, but will want us around still. Yeah, because he doesn't need us doesn't mean he won't want us. I promise, baby. I know. Trust me, I know. Yeah. You just don't want her to grow up anymore. She's already grown up too much for you. Yeah. Yeah. It is nuts. It is truly nuts. Yeah, every time I see her, I forget. I forget how small she was, and I just, because now this is all I know is her now, you know? This tiny person. Like, I know, of course I remember holding her and all that stuff, but when I look at her now, it's like she's always been this now. I'm like, she's always been this way. I don't know, it's just the way I look at things. I just see things as they are now. I try to forget where they were before. Yeah, maybe it makes it easier. Yeah, because I agree, watching her grow up is hard. It's both so nice, but also so hard. You wish you could just, like, keep them one version in each phase, you know? Just for a little longer. Mm-hmm. Are you missing the phase where you could just put anything on the TV and she wouldn't care? Because now she cares. Now she deeply cares. She doesn't like the news. She doesn't like things that are boring. Oh, that's so boring. Yeah. We have a tiny person. We have an actual tiny person. Oh my God, I think I hear her. Yeah, she's waking up for a nap, isn't she? Mm-hmm. No, baby. No. I love you. You can stay. I got this. I'm going to go upstairs and talk about Bruno some more. Sorry. In this house, we don't talk about Bruno, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll get all the crankiness out of her, and then I'll bring her down. I love you too. Don't worry, baby. I got this. You just rest. Yeah. You keep the sanity for both of us. I'll be the one who goes slowly insane, and then you can bring me back to sanity once this Bruno phase is over. You can pull me out. Yeah, I know it's a lot of responsibility. I'm putting it all on your shoulders. I'm kidding. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go get her before she starts. Yeah, before she's like actually fully awake. All right. I love you too.